Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Mustakeem, and I'm reporting to you live from St. Louis, Missouri. And I'm coming on to Empower about Academic Marketing 101, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Sounds interesting. What does she mean? Well, I can tell you it will be empowering today, most of all. That's how I operate, and marketing matters. And academics, marketing, and academic marketing should have mattered a long time ago. So here we are, and here I am this morning, ready to empower us so we can be kind of thinking about two different worlds operating at once. And we can also think about our minds being in a multitude of places to help us to think about marketing while also using marketing in the right ways. So what do I mean by planes, trains, and automobiles? Well, first off, I want to tell you, and this is good success. Well, what is bad success, right? Meaning that this is the success of the marketing. This is success of good scholarship. But I just got back from a talk. I was in Savannah, had a wonderful talk for several museum houses talking about the need for memory, the future memory of the slave trade and its legacy. And when I came back, I really began to think about how much and how easy the marketing was. It's effortless. One, when you're used to it. Two, when you're good at it. Three, when no one expects it. Four, woo, when it just flows. So I wanted to come on and talk about how I got eyeballs on slavery at sea, terror, sex, and sickness in the Middle Passage, on the planes, on the train, and sure enough in cars, in those automobiles. So, you know, titles matter. I know it's going to draw some people in. But originally I was thinking, because I'm really in this conversation, in this series of conversations about Academic Marketing 101, I'm always thinking about the action items. And the action items matter, but they also matter in the how we're learning about the marketing. So originally I thought about colors, niches, and cell phone pics. That might be pushing the envelope that I wasn't really trying to do. So, however, and all of it, we're going to actually talk about that. I will make sure that the action items, the empowerment tips are there as I share with you the ease of marketing. And we really shouldn't overthink it. It is also so simple as trusting your intuition. Now, for some of you, that may mean learning how to read people and perhaps very quickly reading a overall moment. So here's an action item that I would say, because I'm actually always studying marketing and then now trying to craft a new conversation for Academic Marketing 101, because there really are not many lanes where we're talking about that. Yours truly, Dr. Shawande Mustakeem, is today. So the first thing I want us to think about is you do have to think about the time. What is the holiday? What is the moment? And perhaps what is the global conversation that's happening? And how can you use the moment to your advantage? How can you use this growing conversation to your advantage? How can you use the holiday to your advantage? Now, I get it. There's some academics who probably like, I will never listen to that because I've been told in the past, you know, academic marketing is just too steeped in capitalism. But hello, academics, don't you want to sell that book? Guess what? We live in a world where capitalism is still happening. So bringing it on back to the action items, think about the holiday, the moment, and the conversation. So that's the first thing. And when I say the first thing, because holidays are coming up, hey, be fearless, shameless in letting people know, hey, if you love Black history, you know, Kwanzaa and Christmas is coming. Why not gift someone with tremendous knowledge in a whole other way and gift them with this book? Now, how you market in that way, we'll get to that in a future episode. But again, think about the holiday. I mean, I'm pointing to right now, but we got Black Friday coming up. You also, hey, depends on where you are in the world. So I am fortunate that I can invoke slavery at sea during Black History Month, which, yes, it should be, all year, but globally it's not. So in the U.S., you can guarantee that yours truly will be making sure that people see Slavery at Sea. The hashtag is used all February, all throughout February, as well as it throughout the month of October, as much as possible, to connect with Black History Month in the UK. You better be on it. If you got Black history, or if you're telling some narratives connected with Black history and Black history and Black culture and all of it, be mindful. Where are we in the world? So when March comes around, oh, yeah, women authored book, boom, women's history, yours truly, Dr. Musa Keem, wrote this book that's pushing the conversation on women. So, again, thinking about, it is thinking about the moment. And the moment can be just getting on the plane. The moment can be riding on the train. The moment can be whatever that you make it. It's just that easy. And, well, it shouldn't be hard, but for some it might be. I feel like my whole life has prepared me for all of this because I love people and I love interacting, and everybody loves being remembered and the details that we remember about them. And then people want to be engaged on what is new. They want to feel cool to meet an author. They want to read the must read. They want to read award winning. They want to read what's in the museums. Hey, all of that, those are like right there. Those are points to talk about why someone should read your book or whatever book that you're marketing. Hopefully it's yours. And if not, then hopefully the one that you'll write in the future that's still waiting on you to share with the world. So next thing, again, remember, holiday moment and conversation. You got to study that. It changes all the time. Every month, there's something new. And you can go and do a Google search on all the holidays for the entire year. Depends on, again, your audience. You got to remember that and also think about yourself. I said this in previous episodes. You got to think about who and how are you as a marketer. And guess what? If you want to get more eyeballs on your book, I bet you better turn that all the way up. So it's not about what your advisor didn't teach you on this. This is about what are you teaching yourself? Because when you can teach yourself, then you can really be prepared for the future in a whole other way. So the next thing that I really want to point to, again, this is talking about action items, but more importantly, studying the world around you. Colors, colors, colors. Color matters. Colors. So where I would say to start in understanding colors is study your block. Where do you live? Somebody is marketing something, whether it is a restaurant, it is, hey, just your corner store. It could be mom pop restaurant. So I want you to really study your block, like where you live. Maybe if it is just like a 4-street radius, whatever. But whatever's close to you that you see all the time, I want you to now go see it for the first time. And then I hope and I encourage you to see the patterns. Because when you see the patterns, then you can see what colors work. Now, on a vibrational level, we're talking about chromotherapy. Yes, we are. Because certain colors induce behavior. Certain colors will attract our attention. And certain colors are also used more than others. Now, I know some of you may be thinking, well, that's not academic. Yes, it is. Because my cover of my book simply came off of studying the world. I'm trying to make it easy for you. Study your blocks. Study whatever's close. Study wherever you keep riding around all the time, passing by. Do you really see what is in front of you? It's not hidden at all. Do you see the colors? Do you see the font? Do you see the repetition of colors? Now I'm going to encourage you to really get your eyeballs locked in on something. You want to study the patterns that work. Where do we see the replication of similar colors, even if it is different brand? So now I'm going to call attention to three brands. So that way you can see and understand even more what works. So one is about spirits. Another is about well-being. And another is about sustenance or vittles, whatever you'll call it. Food. So, all right. taking the same idea of studying the block, there is a Walgreens here. Maybe some of you have that. Even you want to look at CVS. Then there is a restaurant that I know from having been exposed to it in Atlanta that is up the street from me, and it's called Lee's. And then more recently, there was a new store that I'm familiar with somewhere else, but in another part of St. Louis, but now it's virtually like right across the street from where I live, and it's called Randall's Wine and Spirits. Now, the first thing I noticed is, well, Randall loves red. And then I looked at Walgreens. Walgreens loves red. Lee's loves red. But I would also argue that yellow and red are the two colors that are most prominent when you look down perhaps the street of restaurants, McDonald's, Average Little Joe Blow, gas station, QT, we can keep going. You're going to see red. You may see yellow. But red and yellow together, Lee's has that. Randall's, I've seen it, and they did it. They were smart. They parked a car that was yellowish, and then you see Randall's on it, and then Randall's is behind it in red. So I'm pointing to, in studying the colors and the patterns, you see what works to really generate an audience. What is drawing you where you're like, I just couldn't refuse? I would encourage you to really consider somewhere in your marketing or somewhere in what you plan to finish that you will be marketing, find a way to put some yellow in and or red. Yours truly, red was what I knew I needed, and I saw it everywhere, and it's been the best decision to ever make to say, let's push the envelope off the table. Red is where we go, so that way we know. There's no illusions of death and terror when blood is present. And more importantly, red makes people stop, but it also makes people like, ooh, I need that. So you want to move into that chromotherapy. Use that. I hope that's easy. It should be, because it was easy for me. But you got to be very clear. What are you marketing? What is it? What story have you told? What story do you want to be remembered? And then what colors are you going to be using to market that? You find your way. And this, with the colors, can also go with, you know, just different ways and platforms that you are using to get, again, this academic product or whatever out that you want people to know about. So, again, I reminded us to really study the holidays, the moment, and the conversations. And now I've been encouraging you to study your block and then begin to look at the patterns of colors, the integration of colors. So that way then you can think about for yourself, even more with the cover of a book, what sells, what has cars moving in and out, what will make people very interested in what it is that you have. And I want to now go really quickly to my trip in Savannah. What was very interesting, and I don't, because it's easy, because conversation comes very easy to me. And yet I know if I don't tell people about my book, some of my absolute haters will make sure that nobody ever knows about my book. Boop, doop, doop, change the narrative. So that means when I travel, I traveled with two books, two copies of Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage. And that was also trust in my intuition. So I encourage any and all of you, you have to trust your intuition. Sometimes you'll just know, don't you dare pull out that book here. This is not the time or the place. But then there's other times where people are very nosy and you just can play on that. So that means as soon as I got to the airport, I go to Starbucks, get me a little something to drink, and I sit down at one of their tables and I have Slavery at Sea sitting right there. And I was thinking about it, flipping through it, but it was sitting right there as I'm, you know, on the phone and just really checking my ticket and getting myself prepared to board. And, of course, works like a charm. People go walking past. Some walk slower than others. But that red book, woo, arresting. Oh, let me slow up and see what that is. Yes, that was exactly what happened. Now, if you don't want to carry the book, then, hey, think about some book flyers or book postcards you just happen to have with you. All right, all right, all right. So now the next thing, when I think about planes, trains, and automobiles, when I got on the plane, I was just sort of really in my zone, watching TV, no big deal, had space on that first plane, and I just kind of took a nap. But then on the next plane, when I returned, this is where all of a sudden a marketing opportunity emerged. Two people were sitting next to me, and we had really interesting conversations, and they wanted to know why I was there in Savannah. And, of course, I have to say, oh, I was there to talk about my book. You wrote a book? I am. I'm a two-time award-winning author. You know, my book, you can find it at the National African American History Museum. Oh, boom. Oh, can I take a picture of that? Oh, gosh, I'm buying it now. Boom, bought it. That's on the plane. So I had to catch a train in between within Atlanta when I am connecting between planes in Atlanta and Savannah. And on the train, I happened to sort of try to run on with somebody else and said, excuse me, this one guy. And he was like, oh, you know, he just happened to say, oh, I hope that your week has been great. I said, oh, it's been fantastic. I'm being celebrated. He's like, really? Tell me more. So then what? Whip out that book, not the book itself, but I actually had the book on my phone. So that really goes into that other action item that I have to encourage and tell everybody. If you have something to market, you got to be able to show it, okay? What it is. If you don't show it, they won't know. Sorry. There's so many other books, and whoop, yep, celebrities getting way more attention than academics, so you're going to have to do your job to make sure that more people know about what you wrote. So yours truly, I make sure that when I travel, I have a screenshot of the cover of my book as the first picture in the picture roll. And then if not, I know when I run that search on Google that Slavery at Sea, the press page, Amazon page, just the cover, it will seal the deal. So that meant this man, as I'm showing him, oh, I'm being celebrated. Then another man leans in, ooh, sister, I got to see. And then I began to remember, this is why I love Atlanta. Because, hey, reading cities matter. People want to celebrate. They want to be in the know. So this now goes back to you about your courage, your confidence. Did he or she have the nerve to tell all these people about your book? Yeah, I sure did, because it's going to outlive all of us. So you want to think about your legacy. If it matters, great. If you're just like, oh, it's just something to do, then, hey, hide it. Yeah, don't worry about it. Not me. I'm making sure that people know. That's why, again, you hear me say the one and only, because, look, I am the one and only who wrote that book, and boom, I have a future of conversations that I want to really nurture through this. And that's what Academic Marketing 101 is all about. It is about getting the future to really engage what you have done, because if you don't tell them, then you're going to find yourself in, like, these meaningless battles over who you are and what you've done and where you can show for your time. So when I took a taxi into the hotel in Savannah, of course, by the end of it, the taxi cab driver not only knew about the book, but he was like, oh, I'm going to add this to my list. I'm like, boop, boop, boop. Ubers and taxi and Lyft, they have all just, it's a great place to be in conversation, because then people want to support. They're like, oh, wow, you're so smart, and I love that cover, or I just love your name or your energy or whatever that you got going. You want to use it in that way if you're in the mood. That's the other thing. You got to be in the mood to market. Sometimes you'd be like, nope, don't have anything going on. However, that was not me, because the moment that I walked into the hotel, from the moment that I walked in to the moment that I walked out, everyone knew about Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage. Why? Because when they were like, oh, you know, what are you here from? Like, I am here to be celebrated and to help Savannah think about its memory on the slave trade. And they were like, yep, show us the book. Showed them the book. So then every time I would walk past in the lobby, everybody's like, Dr. Musa King, Dr. Musa King. It was great. And then they knew I had to talk. It just all really worked out great. So again, be open in sharing with the world what do you have going on, and more importantly, what do you want the world to know that you contributed intellectually, okay? So in marketing, we are thinking about our intellectual contributions and, more importantly, a legacy so other people can know where you were and how you could show for your time intellectually on this planet. So the other thing I want to tell you that was very interesting, and again, I just happen to do this all the time, and it works like a charm. So I went to go get breakfast there in the hotel. And I got up, you know, decent hour. I'm actually the first person there. That just kind of happened, you know. I'm getting good water in my life, and so all of a sudden the brain is turning up in all the right ways. Structured water, got to make a note for that in the future, or informed water. There's some different ways of looking at it. But I was there for breakfast probably about 7 o'clock, and I brought a copy of my book. Sure did. And I had it sitting there, ordered me a nice little avocado croissant. It was amazing. And then within mere minutes, I had a breakfast companion who, on having breakfast with me, this woman decided to buy my book. But she did that before she even sat down. It was amazing. And then it brings me back to when I told the press that our biggest audience for this book is going to be women. And most people would just fall on deaf ears. But it is the easiest sort of understanding. That didn't mean that I was going to be over here looking and, like, so-called working the women in the room. That meant when I was asked, when this woman asked me, oh, so are you here for a workshop or a conference or something? I said, well, yeah, well, I'm here to really talk about my book. She's like, you wrote a book? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, I want to see it. You know, I would love to support. I said, well, here it is. She's like, whoa, that's your book? And then it was just that easy. I said, well, this was sitting here because I knew that breakfast was going to be coming. And she said, wow, I want to buy it now. And then we had a wonderful about an hour and a half conversation about me and my mind and the future and just, you know, activations in all these exciting ways. So, again, plane, trains, and automobiles. It was, when I say it's easy, it's only because my ears are very open to the world. I know how to engage people. I remember things. And more importantly, I can read people to know who really wants this information and who's, you know, who couldn't be bothered. And that's okay, though, because we, you know, a lot of things that are written are not for everybody. So today we've been talking plane, trains, and automobiles by way of Academic Marketing 101, but the action items have really been centered on a whole other way, finding your niche, being able to think about what are you marketing. And in the future, we'll be talking more about that, how to really think about your niche and just kind of have that a part of your conversation. Some would say finding your niche to help you with the pitch, I realize, but that just sounds too markety gimmicky. So really today I was inviting you to study your world, study the world around you, study the world of marketing, marketers, where are the places that you go, look at the patterns of colors, and I want you to think about that in your marketing, but also in perhaps a book or a book cover. And the other thing, thinking about the holiday, the moment, and the conversation. And again, plane, trains, automobiles, the world is wide open for you to share what it is that you've been contributing intellectually. This is your moment and this is your time. And on my way out, I have to remind you that in being fearless with the marketing, you must integrate digital currency. What that means is you can choose if you're going to have them all or some that you prefer, because people will work with you on it. So I go with what I prefer, but everybody can have everything. But I would tell you the top three, if I haven't said it before, I'm going to tell you now, that if you want to be able to move your book on planes, trains, and automobiles and wherever, you know, just in a regular conversation, you definitely want to have Venmo, PayPal, or Cash App. All of those have been instrumental for me to make immediate sales all over the place, again, from coffee shops to bars to taxis to airports to just crossing the street. It's just that worldly, because people are hungry for this and they're excited and they really want to support one another. Don't underestimate that. So today I've been empowering what about Academic Marketing 101. I am the one and only Dr. Shawande Moose-Keem, and I came on this morning from St. Louis, Missouri to talk about how you can activate and upgrade all the time, how you can be thinking ahead, and more importantly, how you can be thinking about the world around you and how to begin to share and get more eyeballs on your scholarship. So remember, you want to go and have a screenshot of the cover of your book or whatever that it is, that this academic marketing that you're really trying to push, you want that among like the top pictures within your camera roll so you could bust it out like, boom, I wrote that. I did that. Yeah, we celebrate me. Whatever that is, you can do that. But again, people want to see. And then they will go and, hey, they want to know more about you. So this is just the beginning of so much more. Again, I am Dr. Shawnee Muskeen. We've been talking academic marketing 101 and all the myriad of ways so you can activate and you can share for the future. So, hey, be smart, be brave, and be innovatively fearless most. All right now, I'll talk to you soon. And most of all, you know that I will empower you soon. All right now. Bye-bye.